在我们今天读的这篇诗篇里面，三次讲到"希拉"这个词。
In the psalm that we read today, there are three times mentioned the word "Selah."
那这个词呢，常常会被人忽略。
Oftentimes we ignore that word.
那一般是在诗篇里面，绝大部分是在诗篇里出现的。
Most of the time, it appear in the psalms.
有时候我们读到这个词就略过去了哈，没有注意这里还有一个"希拉"这个词。
And all the time we see that word, we just skip over and didn't notice it.
但是这个对于读诗篇、明白诗篇是非常关键的一个词。
But yeah, it's a key word for those who understand the Psalms.
当初的这些诗篇都是用来唱的。
All the Psalms we've sung before.
所以希拉第一个含义就是他们在唱的时候呢，相当于一个休止符啊。
So when they sing it, it's really like a musical notation to rest.
你说这个诗歌要优美哈，要动听哈，它一定有节奏的。
So to be melodious, you kind of have to have that rhythm.
所以该停的要停啊，停下来让大家更充分的发挥心中的情感。
If you need to stop, then you should stop so that you can kind of express your emotions.
那当我们读诗篇的时候，希拉提醒我们要在这里要 pause，要暂停一下。
When we read the Psalms, it reminds us that we need to pause right there.
停下来，有些重要的东西呢，要去消化，要去思想，要去放在我们心中去琢磨的。
And there are some important things that we need to kind of think about and kind of meditate in our hearts.
所以这就很重要了哈，这个诗篇不是一路读下来哈，你读到一些重要的地方，它给你一个提示哈，告诉我们这里该停了哈，这里有一些重要的信息，我们要去琢磨，要去思考。
So don't just read all the way through. It's reminding us that we should pause there and think of some important ideas.
所以希拉是对读圣经的人、唱诗歌的人的一个很重要的提醒。
So it's an important reminder for those people who sing it or read it.
这时候也提醒我们，对于我们所读的东西，不光是读啊，不光是明白，而且要有所回应。
So not only we read it and understand it, we need to have to respond to it.
所以这个时候哈，我们要举手，我们要要这个赞美，要祷告哈，回应我们从诗篇当中所领受的这个信息。
So we need to respond to that message with raising our hands and praising God.
不光是诗篇呢，神在创造这个世界的时候呢。他在我们的生活当中放下不同的休止符哈。
And not only in the Psalms, but He has also given us these musical notations of rest in our lives.
每天24小时，有晚上，有早晨哈，该休息的时候要休息。
24 hours a day, night and day, and you need to rest, and you should rest.
每个星期，上帝设立有一天安息日哈，跟神亲近、敬拜神，停下来哈，放下手中的工作。让你的身心灵在神的面前都得到这种的安息。
Seven days in a week, if there's a day that God has set up for us to have rest in our body and our soul and spirit.
今天不知道大家开车来的路上啊，心情会不会很愉快哈？阳光明媚哈，鲜花都开了啊。
When you drove over here earlier today, do you have a really joyful heart because you can see the sunlight and all the flowers are blooming?
春天的气象哈，看到这些花啊，真的是好像生机盎然哈，又一年带来新的盼望，新的事情的发生。
And a new year has begun, all kinds of flowers are blooming, giving us that symptoms of life.
那是因为有一个冬季啊，冬季有一点的安静，有一点的静止，有一点的孕育，到了春天才焕发出这样的盎然的生机来。
Because there was winter, there was this period of rest and hibernation, and then and welcoming to spring.
所以每隔7年哈，神设定有一个安息年哈，进入到第七年，我们要安静下来，等候在神的面前。
And for 7 years, there was this year of Sabbath that we need to quiet ourselves before the Lord and wait on Him.
所以今年啊，当我们教会进入到第七年的时候，我们一起来学习安息的功课。
So when our church enters into the seventh year, let us learn this lesson of rest together.
我们每个月会选一篇诗篇，哈，围绕安息这个主题来思考、来学习、来操练，啊，我们怎么在神的面前能够安静下来，知道他是神。
And every month we'll pick a psalm to learn about this lesson of how we rest in front of the Lord.
在安息当中去认识神。
In rest, we come to know the Lord.
在安息当中去敬拜神。
In rest, we worship the Lord.
在安息当中来学习体会神那种丰富的、深刻的恩典。
In rest, we learn to know about His abundant grace.
因此，能够从心里面发出很真诚的敬拜、赞美和感谢。
So that from our hearts, we can give of this earnest prayer and praise.
这是我们今天读诗篇32篇一开始我们就感受得到的哈。这一篇诗篇开头和结尾。 是一种欢呼，是一种雀跃，是一种赞美的祷告。
And we can experience this in the psalm that we read today in Psalm 32, that from the beginning and also the end, there is this joyful spirit.
所以你能够体会到哈，一开篇的时候，这个作者他说，得赦免其过，遮掩其罪的，这人是有福的，凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
And very in the beginning, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
两次向大家宣告，向大家做见证，什么样的人是有福的呢？
Two times he proclaimed, who are the people who are blessed?
大家知道，在希腊文当中，它这个文法是没有最高级比较级的，它就是用一种重复的方式来强调一些它要表达的意思。
So in Hebrew, it really uses this repetition to emphasize its importance.
所以当这里两次提到有福的了，有福的了，他就在强调一件事情哈，什么样的人可以在神的面前能够蒙福呢？
So when he repeated two times, who are the blessed ones, he is trying to emphasize who are the people who are blessed.
这个作者经历了这种的福气以后，他忍不住啊，他这个喜乐是满意的哈，他要写出这个诗篇来，要跟大家来分享，要向大家来介绍这一种有福的人生。
This author experienced that blessedness, and he just couldn't wait to share about this experience about how to be blessed by the Lord.
过犯得以赦免，过犯就像一个犯人一样，在法庭上受审。
And transgressions are forgiven. It's like this criminal who is being prosecuted in a court.
哇，这个证据罗列，要指控他的罪名。
And all the evidence is there, he's going to list out all his transgressions.
哦，越到这个接近审判的那个天的时候，就越紧张，对不对？
More and more just nervous on the day of judgment.
当审判的那一天，那个时刻到来的时候，法官宣判说你的罪得赦免了，当庭释放了。
And then on the day of judgment, the judge proclaimed that your sins are forgiven and you are released.
哇，那种的喜乐，那种的释放。那种的轻松哈，是大卫这里所体会到的。
And that's what David experienced, the kind of just being released and the joy that he experienced.
罪得遮盖，得遮掩，那些不光彩的事情，不想让别人知道，不能见人的事情啊，有一个人给他遮盖了，不是自己隐藏啊，是被遮盖了。那这样的喜乐真的是无法言表。
And then sins that are not so good looking on the outside are all covered by somebody else, and that brought about a lot of joy.
不算为有罪，耶和华不算为有罪，这个不算就是记账的那种观念哈。本来这个账本上有很多的欠债，一条一条的都记在那里哈。结果不算了，这些都一笔勾销了。
And then all the sins that, you know, all the things that he owed was all listed in his account, but yet all those things are not counted against him.
哇，车贷、房贷，每天都要计算哈，这个钱够不够用哈？突然有一天说，哎，你的账都付清了。
And then you have all these things that you owe for your house, for your car, and suddenly you were told one day all those have been paid off.
这是大卫在给我们介绍的哈，他经历了这个罪得赦免、得遮盖，不再算为有罪，在神的面前的时候，他的释放、他的蒙福啊、他的喜乐。
And that's what David was talking about, how blessed it is when his transgressions are forgiven, the sins are covered, and the sin are not counted against him.
大卫的罪，他不用那种将功补过啊，要赎罪，自己要努力行善哈，为自己的罪要吃尽苦头才能得释放的那种感受，而是经历上帝的赦免、上帝的遮盖和上帝的不算为有罪。
And David was not trying to compensate for his sins by doing good works or trying to suffer for it, but yet it's because all his sins are forgiven and covered and not counted against him.
这是何等大的福气和恩典呢？
How blessed and how much grace it is.
那我们借着这个诗篇来体会大卫所体会的，我们就一定要想了解一下大卫到底犯了什么罪。
If we want to understand what he is trying to say, we have to understand the sins that he committed.
当他这些罪得到赦免的时候，当他的这个罪恶得到遮盖的时候，当他的这个罪孽不在神的面前被计算的时候，他享受的是何等的满足和喜乐。
And he was truly satisfied and joyful when his transgressions are forgiven, when his sins are covered, and when his iniquities are not counted against him.
大卫不仅用这些词哈，在他另外一个诗篇。的当中又用了更丰富的词来描述他这种罪在神的面前得赦免的 那样一种的福气哈，用涂抹呀、洗除净尽啊、清除啊、洁净啊，那些污秽的东西都被弄得干干净净。从此以后做新造的人，一切旧的事情都过去了。
And in this psalm, he used a different set of words to explain how all his sins were blotted away, washed away, cleansed, and cleaned up, to express his joy.
大卫的罪，我们大部分人都知道哈。那但是呢，圣经在这里摆在这里呢，让我们不断的回到大卫这个例子哈，让我们去思考，不光是大卫的罪哈，我们可能没犯他这种那种很明显很这个严重的罪，但是呢，这些罪是一种 type， 帮助我们去思考、反省我们自己在神的面前的光景。
Even though most of us would not have committed the sins that David had committed, but the Bible chose to put David as an example, as a type for the sins that we commit to remind us.
所以，当我们每次仔细的去再思想一遍哈大卫所做的事情的时候，也让我们自己被提醒哈，我们在神的面前。也是被看为有罪的人，我们也可以因此借着大卫所经历的这一条的路径，得到他所经历这种的福气，得到这样的释放。
So that we can understand, even we're just as sinful as David, and we can experience the same thing that David experienced to be released and counted not, and his sins not counted against him.
所以大卫犯罪是从一个日将下落的一个傍晚开始的。
And his sin started on an evening.
前面战线战士军人正在征战，但是作为王的大卫呢，却在王宫里面啊，睡得很晚呢，到日落的时候才醒，才起来啊。结果这个时候发生一件啊不该发生的事情。
And his soldier was fighting in the front line, but as a king, he was staying back in the palace and sleeping late until the evening, and so that led to something that should not have happened.
作为一个王，作为一个打仗的大卫啊，却没有在他所当征战的地方啊。他一旦放松下来的时候，哎，这个时候，这个罪啊，魔鬼啊，就有机可乘来啊搅扰他。
And as a king, as a warrior, he was not at the front line, and he kind of relaxed himself, and that's the time that gave Satan an opportunity.
看到沐浴的拔示巴，看到以后啊，他就喜欢。就把他叫到宫中哈，与他行了这个房事。
And then when he saw the Bathsheba who was taking a bath, then he called her into the palace and committed adultery with her.
大卫已经有好几个妻子。
David already had a few wives.
这时候又在他众多妻子之外去与拔示巴行这样的事情。
And then outside of those few wives, he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
而且是在他知道。拔示巴已经嫁给了乌利亚之后
，and after he knew that Bathsheba was married to Uriah，
是乌利亚的爱妻
，is the loving wife of Uriah，
是他手下勇士以莲的宠爱的女儿
，and is the favorite daughter of his general Eliam，
是亚西多福他一个重要的谋士的宝贝的孙女。
And is the granddaughter of his counselor Ahithophel.
被她丈夫所爱，被她父亲所宠爱，被她的祖父这全家的人所爱的这样的拔示巴，就是因为她的美貌啊，被大卫抢夺过来。
And is a woman that's loved by her husband, by her father, and by her grandfather, but because of her beauty, David took her over.
所以后来拿单来跟她讲故事的，就说你家里有这么多的羊。这么多的羊羔，结果你的邻居家只有一个小羊羔，把它当作宝贝，你却把它这个主人却把那个别人家的那个唯一的羊羔抢过来，做了一顿美餐，然后接待他的客人。
And so that's why Nathan went to him and talked about there's this person who had many many sheep, but yet his neighbor only one sheep, but he took it over and slaughtered it to have a meal.
这是大卫说。啊，我的过犯啊，我在神的面前实在是过了界啊，冒犯了别人，冒犯了神。
And that's why David said that that's my transgression because I've crossed over a line.
这个过犯不仅仅是拿抢了别人的妻子啊、女儿和孙女，而且这个拔示巴的丈夫正在前线为这个国家在征战。
And it's not just taking over. transgressing against somebody's wife or daughter or granddaughter, but it's also at the same time Uriah was fighting in the front line.
他的父亲也是大卫手下的勇士，哈，为这个国家尽心尽力。
And her father Eliam was also a warrior and fighting for the country.
这些做将军的啊，做谋士的，他们都很信任大卫作为他们的国王，能够保护他们，能够带领他们打败敌人，让他们能够平安的度日。These
generals and counselors trusted the king to lead them to fight against other countries.
他们绝没有想到，他们所信任的这个国王竟然会抢夺他们的妻子。
And never would they have thought that this king they trusted would take over their wives and the daughter and granddaughter.
不仅如此，上帝把大卫放在那个国王那个地位上，让他来带领这个国家，而且在遵行的律法上，让这个国王成为全国的榜样。And
not only that, God has set him up as a king to set as example for the entire country.
这是当大卫在回过头来认罪的时候，他。 讲到说，我的过犯啊，我的过犯不光是得罪啊八十八，得罪他的家人，更重要的是得罪了那一位信任我的上帝。And
that's why when David turned around and looked at his transgression, he realized it's not just he sinned against Bathsheba and all these other people, but also he has sinned against God.
这是大卫在这里讲的他自己的过犯。
And that's what his transgressions that David was talking about.
而且更进一步来讲，大家知道这个 transgression 啊，越界嘛，就是人家的有一个院子哈，你不应该进去的哈。当人去越界的时候，也表示对这个设定界限的这个主人、这个权柄的一种的藐视。
And when you cross over a boundary set up by someone else, it's talking about that you have looked down upon the person who set up that boundary.
就像当初亚当夏娃，神给他画了一个界限呢，你不能过哈。这个界限代表神的权柄啊。神说，所有的树你都可以吃，但唯独这棵树啊，分别善恶树的果子你不能吃哈。吃的那日必定死。当亚当夏娃要决定吃的时候，他是对上帝这种权柄的一种的藐视和冒犯哈。他不想让上帝来做主，他要自己来做主，自己来设规矩哈，自己来决定什么是对，什么是错。
And that's just the thing as when God has set up a boundary for Adam and Eve about them not eating the fruit from this particular tree. And when they cross that boundary, it shows how they have despised God's authority and wanted to be their own authority.
所以大卫的这种的过犯不仅是针对八十八，针对他的家人，针对上帝，而且是直接冒犯上帝的权柄和主权。
So it is a transgression against God's authority and not just to these other people.
对于人来讲，他是不忠不义；对于上帝来讲，这叫明知故犯。And
then to people, he is not righteous and he is deceitful. But to God, it is something that means that he knows the law, but he chose to violate them.
所以大家知道，当他说：“哎呀，我的这种的过犯这么严重，一层一层的这种的冒犯，上帝都给我赦免了，哇，不算了，都被赦免了，我无罪了，在神的面前，他是何等的
And so when people realize that his layers and layers of transgression are being forgiven by God, then they realize how blessed they are.
他说：“耶和华不算我的罪孽啊，就是讲到人心里那种诡诈了哈，那种黑暗当中发生的事情。”And
when he talked about the sin, the Lord does not count against him. He's talking about his deceit and all those dark things in his heart.
所以他一次行淫，一次想了，以为这件事情就过去了。
And then he committed adultery once, and that thing passed.
但没想到这一次，八十八就怀孕了。But
he didn't realize that that one time of adultery caused a pregnancy in Bathsheba.
大家知道，这生命都在神的掌握之中，这显然是神的背后的手在安排，要显露出大卫在暗中所做的事情。And
so all things are being controlled by God, and obviously, is God wanted to reveal his sin.
他想蒙混过关，反正这件事情不了了之，没有多少人知道。但是上帝没有放过他，上帝让这个孩子怀孕这件事情，逼着大卫一定要面对他的罪。So
he was trying to kind of confuse the things so that kind of maybe nobody would find out about it, but yet God chose to have the pregnancy occur so to make David confront this matter.
所以这时候就显出大卫心中的诡诈。 那种的不正直，那种暗中的那种的计谋和奸诈。
And that would reveal David's deceit and his unrighteousness in his heart.
把她的丈夫从前线特地调回来哈，然后问询，假装问询一些事情，然后让他回家。
And then he would call Uriah back from the front line and talk to him, and then send him back home.
一旦乌利亚这个时候回家的话，哎，这件事情就会蒙混过去了。
And if Uriah would indeed go home, then all these things would kind of be covered up.
当这个乌利亚哈两次两个晚上都有机会回家哈，但他却不回，因为他对这个国家、对这个国王很忠心哈。他说前线都在征战，我怎么可能在这里享受这样安逸的日子呢？我要随时准备好哈，随时准备好，这个王要差派我回去，要继续征战的。
So two nights he had an opportunity to go home, but Uriah chose not to because he was so faithful, knowing that there was a war going on. I have to be prepared to be called back to the front line any time.
所以大卫看一计不成哈，他就又生一计啊，他就写一封信，而且这封信呢是借乌利亚的手。交给前线的这个元帅，这个约雅。
And then after this whole scheme failed, and he thought up another scheme, David then wrote the letter and have Uriah bring it back to Joab, the general.
乌利亚带这封信的时候，他没有想到哈，原来这封信里边的内容就是他的死亡的判决书。
And Uriah didn't realize that this letter is a letter of a death sentence for him.
因为上面正写着告诉约雅哈。把乌利亚派到战事最紧急的地方，然后你们都撤退，哈，啊，很明显的是一场的谋杀。
And because the letter told Joab that would send Uriah to the front line, to the very front line where the war is happening the most fervently, and then everybody would draw back. So just it's certainly a murder.
所以约雅也是心知肚明，哈，他读了这封信，他知道大卫要做什么。
Joab understood.And he knew what David wanted to do.
但表面上做的呢，让大家都不轻易察觉。
And then to just do it in a way that nobody else can find out.
这是后来大卫在认罪的时候他提到的，神不算了我的罪孽，那个罪孽的意思。
And that's what he meant when he is saying his iniquity was not being counted against him.
什么是罪孽？罪孽是人在内心里面所发生的一些阴险、阴暗的东西。
And that's something that is really dark in our hearts.
大卫说：“你看，我在我母父、我母亲生我的时候，我就有了罪孽了。”
He talked about while in my mother's womb that I have my iniquities.
与生俱来的人的心中的那种的诡诈、欺骗、说谎、那种不诚实，就已经在里面。
So all these iniquities we are born with.
表面上你看不出来。
You cannot see it on the outside.
啊，你看这些事情的发生，好像都是。呀，战争嘛，总归会死人的哈，让人好像不易察觉。
And you may think that, oh, of course, people are going to die in a war, and then you cannot discern.
但是大卫知道，这是因为他心里面的罪孽所造成的结果。
But David knew that was caused by the iniquities in his heart.
完全出于他自己的自私。
From his own selfishness.
取了这个乌利亚的性命。
And then to kill Uriah.
最后公然的把。这个乌利亚死了以后啊，把八十八娶过来，把这个孩子生出来。
And then publicly married Bathsheba afterwards, and the child was born.
这样的罪孽啊，大卫说，神一笔勾销了，不再计算了。
All these iniquities God didn't count.
何等大的释放
！And then he was released.
上帝没有放过他哈，虽然孩子生出来，孩子死，击打而死哈，这个。神差派先知拿单，直接对大卫指出他的罪来。
And God didn't let him go, and God sent the prophet Nathan to identify sins.
显出他作为丈夫、作为国王、作为朋友、哈、作为神所高立的那一位，对上帝荣耀的亏欠。
And that how he has fall short of the glory of God as a king, as a general, as a friend.
这是。大卫在描述自己的罪的时候用的那个第三个词啊，就是那个罪恶的意思啊。
And that is the third word that David used to talk about his sins.
如果过犯是做了不该做的事的话，那这个罪恶呢，就是没有做该做的事情。
If transgression is something that you have done what you shouldn't have done, then sin is something that you didn't do what you should have done.
作为神所选立的君王，神在他的身上有一个 美好的、完美的旨意，但是大卫的行为使神在他的计划没有得到完全的实现，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And that God has a perfect plan for him, but he didn't accomplish what God wanted him to do, and that has fallen short of the glory of God.
罪恶就好像有一条正路哈，神引导我们走在那条正路上，但人走偏出去了。
Sin is like there is this straight path, but yet you have deviated.
然而大卫的不足，神为他补足。
But his insufficiency was completed by God.
这些污秽，这些不能见人、不光彩的事情，神亲自特为他遮盖。
God has covered his uncleanliness.
这是啊，这个啊，大卫用这几个词哈、啊、来表达他心中的这个意思。
And those are a few words that David used to express what he had not done.
过犯、罪恶和罪孽。
In transgression, sin and iniquities.
在神的面前，过犯得到赦免。罪恶得到遮盖，他的罪孽，神不再计算。
His transgressions are forgiven, his sins are covered, and his iniquities was not counted against him.
那我们思想到这里的时候，我们一定会问呢，神是不是太轻看人的犯罪了，过分溺爱他的儿女了，啊，甚至到一个啊宠爱过度的地步呢？
And at this time, you may ask, was God being taking these sins too lightly and even spoiling his children?
大卫犯了这么严重的罪，这么多的罪，难道神就这样轻易的把他一笔勾销不算数了吗？
He had committed so many sins, and God just counted them none against him.
大卫怎么能够像你我怎么能够经历这样一种的赦免、饶恕和遮盖的恩典？
How can he experience this grace of being forgiven and not counted against him?
从第三节开始、啊、大卫就在描述、啊、他在没有被赦免之前他是怎样的。
And in starting verse 3, David was explaining how he was like before he was forgiven.
神是圣洁的神，他眼睛当中是不能揉沙子的、啊、有罪的人，当这个罪没有被对付的时候，神是不会放过的。
God is a holy God. If somebody is sinful, God's eyes would not let go.
神不像那些溺爱儿女的那些父母一样、啊、把这些事情就很轻忽的就一笔勾销了、啊、当这个罪没有被对付的时候，你看大卫他当时的心中的感受是怎样。
And you can see what David's condition was like when God has not forgiven him yet.
他说我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
He said, when I kept silent, my bone wasted away through my groaning,through my groaning all day long.
对，这个英文翻译的更准确哈，中文里面讲的认罪，实际上他没有讲到认罪，他说我就是闭口不言，不提这件事情，以为这件事情可以这样就过去了。
And he was very say, the English saying very clearly that when I kept silent, he didn't even confess, and then he thought he could just kind of go, get by.
但是白天黑夜，神的手好像就在压着他身上，不让他过这一关哈，让他好像一点一点的他的精力，他的这个体力都竭尽的消耗，就像这个在干旱当中人的那种饥渴，那种的不舒服，那种的困难当中。
Well, day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. It's like you are just thirst, died of thirst in a desert.
所以这里大卫虽然简短的只有这两句话哈，但他用了很多这个词来描述哈，当这个罪这关没有过去的时候，罪还在他身上的时候，没有得到赦免的时候，人是一种什么样的状态。
So even in two short verses, he used many different words to explain his condition while his sins was not forgiven.
第一个他说他哀哼。
First, he said he was groaning.
他说这个哀哼，他是一种心中的痛苦哈，无法压抑他表现出的那种的状态。
And the suffering coming from the heart that can be expressed through groans.
一种痛苦无法言表，但是你又压抑不住哈，很难受的，而且不由自主的就会发出这种的哀哼的声音。
And when you have suffering that you just cannot suppress, then naturally was expressed through these groanings.
不是说你闭口不言了，你不讲了，不提了，这件事情就会过去，不会的。
And if you just think you can keep silent and all things will pass, it won't happen like that.
第二个他说他的骨头枯干。
Then he said, my bones wasted away.
哇，这个一旦人的病、啊、进到骨头里面，大家知道那是病入膏肓啊。
When When we know that, so when the disease got into the bones, then you are really deeply in that sickness.
是在描述他身体当中一种的一种很深入的一种的痛苦。
And talk about some deep pain within his body.
而且这件事不是一天两天呢，他说终日啊，黑夜白日啊。
And it's not just one day, two days. It's all day long, day and night.
无处躲，无处藏。白天醒着的时候心神不宁，晚上睡觉的时候辗转反侧，无法入眠。
And it's just all day long in the daytime, you just don't feel peaceful, and at night you just turn back and forth and cannot fall asleep.
而且大卫知道说，神啊，这是你的手啊，这不是，随哪个人的作为啊，是你在我的生命当中拦阻我、压制我，让我过不去啊。
And he knew that it was God's hand that was heavy on him; it's not other men's doing.
这个手沉重的大手，神的手压在他的身上。
God's heavy hand was on him.
他说精液耗尽哈，这个更准确的翻译应该说他的元气已经被伤掉了。
And he talked about my strength was sapped.
不是一次的受伤，而是持续不断的哈，长时间的消耗，好像这个人的这个里面的水都被汗水都流干了一样那种的感觉。
And it's just once not momentary, but it's just kind of a long period of time. It's like all the moisture inside was kind of expelled.
如同夏天的干旱
，just like the heat of the summer。
你看以色列那个地方有很多的旷野
，there are much wilderness in the area of Israel。
非常这个没有不到雨季的，非常的干旱干燥。
And it's very dry outside of the rainy season。
一个人如果在这种旷野当中行走很长的路程的时候
，if you walk for a long time in this wilderness，
大家就想象那个情景哈，这个烈日当头啊。
And you can imagine the hot sun over you.
没有任何的遮盖。
No covering, no shade.
这个热风迎面而来。
The hot wind was blowing against you.
走很远的路，找不到水源，找不到绿洲可以休息的地方。
Walk for a long time, cannot find an oasis to rest.
走啊走啊，带的水都喝光了。
And you can walk and walk, and all the water is gone.
这个喉咙干渴的不得了。
And your throat was dry.
这个嘴唇也发干，都开始皮肤干裂翻起来了。
And the lips was chapped.
经历这一切的时候，他的体力、他的精力都消耗殆尽，还要继续走下去吗
？And his strength was sapped, and does he have to continue?
还能继续走下去吗
？Can he continue?
这是当大卫体会到他以前是很亲近神的，他很认识神，但当这个罪在他的身上的时候，他经历那种的枯干，那种生命的那种的干枯的状态。
And he was a man that was close to God, but yet when the sin was upon him, he experienced the dryness in his life.
在另外一个诗篇也是大卫写的哈，更仔细、更清楚的描述他那个种的心态。
And a psalm also written by David also clearly explained his condition.
耶和华，求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我，因为你的箭射入我的身。你的手压住我。
Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me and your hand has come down on me.
因你的恼怒，我的肉无一完全；因我的罪过，我的骨头也不安宁。我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。
Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones. Because of my sin, my guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear.
因我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓，我疼痛大大蜷曲，终日哀痛。我满腰是火，我的肉无一完全。
My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I'm bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body.
我被压伤，身体疲倦，因心里不安，我就哀哼。主啊，我的心愿都在你面前，我的叹息不向你隐瞒。我心跳动，我力衰微，连我眼中的光也没有了。
I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the lights have gone from my eyes.
弟兄姐妹，你有这样的经历吗？
Have you experienced this, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你能够体会大卫这种的心情吗？
Do you understand what he feels?
神不是一个对罪轻忽的一位神。
And God is not to be taken lightly.
他是断不以有罪为无罪的神。
He would not look at the sinful as sinless.
对于大卫这样的犯罪，对于大卫这样一种的状态，他怎么能够从这种状态，在这种圣洁的神、公义的神的面前能够得到释放呢？
How can he be released from this holy God?
这是关键了啊，整个这个诗篇的转折点就在第五节。
And this is the key, and the turning point happens in verse 5.
这里讲了三个动作，大卫做了三件事情。
There are three actions that David took.
让他从那种被重压、枯干、不能够转回的那样一种苦境当中得以释放，得以自由，得以这个欢喜快乐，心中重新恢复那种救恩之乐，哈，就在这第五节。
And all this happened in verse 5, that he turned from this being heavy-handed by God and also the dryness in his life to be released and have that joy of salvation.
大卫说，我向你陈明，陈明我的罪。
He said,
不隐瞒我的恶，我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
啊，这教导我们怎么去认罪了哈。
It taught us how we confess our sins.
怎么认罪呢？第一个叫陈明。
First, acknowledge.
陈明不是一句我有罪了就过去了。
It's not just one sentence, I'm sinful.
陈明是一一的数算呢。
Acknowledge means to enumerate one by one.
很仔细的一点一点的数，一点一点的讲，一点一点在神的面前去回想、回忆、去述说的。
And it's really to very detailedly one by one to list them in front of the Lord.
当然不是神不知道这些事情。
It's not that God didn't know.
不讲神都知道。
If you didn't say, God knows.
神知道的细节甚至比我们知道的细节还多。
He knew more than us.
但是这是一个关键的一步。
But that's a key step.
就是让我们仔细的去回想我们所做的事情，在神的面前，来让我们自己再一次用我们自己的话在神的面前有所陈述。
So that we can recall detailedly in front of the Lord with our own words in front.
大家都知道奥古斯丁有很著名的一本书，就叫《忏悔录》，对不对？
And there was this famous book by Augustine about repentance.
那是他后来蒙恩得救之后，很仔细的去回想他的前半生，他小的时候、青年的时候、成人的时候，每一个他得罪神的话语、行为、心思、意念，他都竭力尽他所能去回想、去记录、去在神的面前去述说。这是大卫所讲的陈明。
And that's what he was an adult after he received the Lord, that he recalled all the things that he did in his youth and when he was an adult, one by one of what he confessed.
在神的面前不隐瞒，不再试图用什么东西遮盖自己。
And he's not trying to cover up any of our iniquities in front of the Lord.
不像亚当夏娃一犯罪，马上就躲到树的后面去了。
And it's not Adam and Eve immediately after they sin, they hid behind a bush.
试着用那个无花果那个不能够蔽体的叶子来遮蔽自己，这是不管用的。
And they're trying to cover themselves with these fake leaves, and that didn't really work.
所以不隐瞒这个隐瞒这个词就是前面用过的那个。遮盖的意思，罪责遮盖的意思。
And it's the same word of cover up that was used before in verse 1.
所以很奇妙的哈，他在 play the word， 当我不再隐瞒，我自己不再遮盖的时候，哎，神就为我遮盖啊，他是这个意思。
And that means that if I don't try to cover it up, then God will cover it up for me.
遮盖这个词也有这个填补空间的意思。我们讲说罪恶不是亏缺吗？我们该做的没做吗？那谁替我们做呢？哎，神替我们补缺。神替我们遮盖。
And this not covering up also has the same meaning of something is kind of empty, has a gap in it, and who's filling it up for us is God filling out the gap for us.
第三个叫承认 confess. 什么叫承认？就是按照神的标准讲话啊。神说对的，我们就说对；神说错的，我们就说错。我们做错了，我们就承认说，神呐、啊，照着你的标准，我是做错了。
And then the third word is confess. And what does confess mean? It's really to use God's standard. What God said is right, is right. What God said is wrong, is wrong.
陈明，不隐瞒，向神去承认，这就是在神的面前的认罪。
acknowledge, not cover up, confess, and that is what you have to do in your repentance.
那大卫不光教我们这三个动词，他还很强调的告诉我们，认罪的关键呢，不是你讲什么对的话呀，用什么样的方式啊，最重要的是我们的内心。
And then the most important thing of it all is not what you just say the right words, but it's also your heart.
所以他，你看他第二节他说，凡心里没有诡诈的啊，神知道的，神看重的是人的心哈，你心在神的面前要诚诚实实。
And that's why he said in verse 2 is a people who in whose heart there is no deceit.
在第十一节他提醒说，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
And in verse 11, rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous sing, all you are upright in heart.
我们要从心里面，这个是我们自己知道，神也知道啊。
We know that
是不是在试图再去躲避啊，找借口啊，再去 cover 自己，而是诚诚实实的，真心实意的。 在神的面前去承认、去认罪、去诉说。
And it's something that we need to know is that we need to confess honestly in front of the Lord.
不真心悔改的人像什么呢？他这里有提到哈，你不可像那无知的骡马哈，必用脚环配头勒住他，不然就不能顺服。
And it's talking about verse 9, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you.
他用这个不服管的这个骡马来描述这种不是真心悔改的一种情况啊，这个脚环配头就是勒住他的嘴哈，带动他的那个东西。And
he's using this horse or the mule to compare to those people who are not truly repenting. And then also talking about using the bit and bridle to control that mule.
这个主人要带他去一个方向，其实他心里很不情愿的哈，但这个配环镢头在他的身上，他不得不跟着走，是这样一种状态。神不希望我们是这样一种状态。The
master wanted to leave him in this one direction using the bit and bridle, but that mule was not willing to go, and we should not be in that kind of condition.
我们的悔改，我们的认罪，真是不是被逼出来，不是被打了、管教了，我们心不甘情不愿的在神的面前认罪。
And our repentance and confession shouldn't be like that some we are being forced by God to do so.
而是我们真的体会到上帝的爱，上帝引导我们的正路，我们却常常偏行己路，所以我们现在要心甘情愿地回到神的面前来认我的罪，要走那条正路，要跟随神。
If we need truly knew God's love and the right way that He's leading us to go, then we willingly will go on that route.
所以这是大卫的长处啊。
And that's the strength of David.
大卫所犯的罪不比世上任何一个罪人更少。And
David's sin was not any smaller than anybody else's sin.
但为什么圣经还说大卫是上帝和神心意的那个人呢？
But why did the Bible say that David is a man of God's heart?
就是大卫在认罪悔改这件事情上，真的是罪人当中的第一名啊。Because
he's the number one in confessions and repentance.
我们都犯罪。
We all sin.
有大有小，不同的地方，不同的事情。Big
or small, all kinds of different areas.
但是大卫在认罪悔改这件事情，从心里面真实的在神的面前诚诚实实的来陈述、来悔改、来认罪这件事情上，是值得我们效法的好榜样。But
yet David was this example that we should follow in the area of confession and repentance.
所以他可以借着诗篇51篇、诗篇32篇、诗篇38篇这些很宝贵的这些经文来教导我们，来给我们设立一个好榜样，效法他的样式，来经历上帝的释放，经历上帢给我们那种真正的自由。So
we can use Psalm 52, 51, and 38 to give us that example and to teach us in these areas.
他接下来就讲了哈，那他认罪以后发生什么了呢？哈，这个很简单的一句话，在第五节啊，他认罪了，神就怎么样赦免他的罪了。And
then he used verse 5 to talk about what happened thereafter. In verse 5, it talked about
不仅如此啊，他得赦免以后啊，经历神更丰富的恩典，一个接一个。这个他还得到这个在神里面那种喜乐的乐歌围绕着他，四围环绕他那种的保护，那种的安全。
And then after he was forgiven, he was also surrounded by songs of deliverance, and that he experienced the stability and protection.
这种罪恶的滔, 这个浪涛这种的试图淹没人的那种势力不再能够侵蚀到他了。
And the waves that turn to seem to drown people will not overcome them anymore.
而且上帝更进一步去引导他，去教导他，继续走在那条正路上面。
And God continued to instruct him and teach him how to walk on the path of righteousness.
而且得到从心里面那种满足的喜乐、快乐，巴不得要跟别人去分享。
So he would experience a joy and gladness in the heart to want to share with others.
所以认罪之后，第一个就是得赦免。
After confession, the first is forgiven.
背在身上那个重担，那沉重的罪恶的担子，被释放、被背负、被挪走了。
No more the burden of sin, and sin, he was released.
那个压在心里的那个付不起的那个债务，突然一天都被免除了。
And the debts are forgiven.
Yeah. 人生的方向乱七八糟，奇奇歪歪，找不到一个头绪。突然，像 GPS recalculating， 重新开始，重新出发，有一个新的方向出来了。
At first, then he's feeling that he's kind of lost in life and didn't know what path to go. But yet, somehow after confession, there is this new direction.
所以，如果我们说认罪的关键是在于心啊，从认罪的人角度来讲。但从赦罪的角度，当我们认罪以后赦免这个角度的关键，那就是十字架了。
If we say the key of confession is the heart, then the key of forgiveness is the cross.
谁能把大卫那个罪带给他搬走，给挪除呢？
Who can remove the sin from David?
谁能把那些的污秽，把那些不能够见人不光彩的事情能够洁净清除，完全的遮盖呢？
Who can cover up and remove all the sinfulness and all the ugliness from him?
这个生来就有罪的这个人，怎么能够里面有清洁的心，有重新有正直的灵呢？
That's one who was born with sin. How can he have this righteous spirit?
只有一位，主耶稣基督，那个完美的神的羔羊，代替世人的罪孽，钉在十字架上，宝血流出，身体舍去，成就这一切。任何其他人不能够成就的事情。
Only the perfect Lamb of God who was nailed on the cross to substitute for all our sins.
借着那唯一的义人，借着那唯一的完美的无瑕疵的羔羊的一次的献祭，让我们今天所有的人可以像大卫这样，大卫在诗篇里没有讲出这一层，他是凭着信心接受的，怎么完成中间那个机制他不明白，但是他经历到了，那我们今天我们应该清楚了，那是因着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的宝贵的救赎。
Through the sinless lamb of offering on the cross once and for all, even though David may not have understood all the details at the time, but today we understand.
不仅得赦免呢，他得到神的保护。
Not only forgiven, but protected.
所以这一次的赦免，我们一次的认罪，怎么能够保证我们以后能够安全呢？
How can one time of confession to assure our safety thereafter?
耶和华是我的藏身之处。
Because Jehovah is my refuge.
神用得救的乐歌来环绕我。
He surrounds me with songs of deliverance.
他的恩典不只是一点点的 touch 我们呢，他是哇，这个无法描述的哈，围绕着我们，让我们在救恩当中得到那个安全的地位。
So His grace didn't just touch us, but it surrounds us so that we have this security in Him.
就像这个以色列人逃避这个埃及人的追兵，过了红海以后
，It's just like the Israelites was escaping from the Egyptians and cross over the Red Sea.
他们可以在那里唱诗，他可以在那里赞美，不再惧怕了。为什么
？They can be singing and dancing and no longer afraid. Why?
因为敌人都已经被灭在红海里了。
Because all his enemy, all the enemies were drowned in the Red Sea.
在红海的另外一边，他们心神不定，不知道什么时候这个追兵就追上他们了。
And in the other side of the Red Sea, they didn't really know when they can kind of chase after them.
但是他们一旦过了红海，神使红海河上把仇敌给淹没以后，他们就不再惧怕。
But after they cross over to the other side of the Red Sea, and then God has drowned all his enemies, then they know that God will be has been with them.
神是我的藏身之处。他必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四围环绕着我。
God is their hiding place; that He will protect us from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
OK. 之后呢？神还要教导我们。
And after that, God will continue to instruct us.
我要教导你啊，指示你当行的路。我要定睛在你身上，劝诫你。
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you.
你看，这是神何等大的恩典啊！神不光是把那个罪犯哈、啊，那个罪犯本来应该定罪，却一笔勾销，因为耶稣基督代替他了。
And not only God has forgiven, God has also counted all the things since, and not against that person anymore.
那这个罪犯做了坏事，他如果即使是被当庭释放，他可能会丢工作、哦。
And if this criminal was kind of released at the time, well, how he going to find a job?
那今后接下来他的生活怎么办呢
？How is he going to live?
谁来养活他？谁来供养他
？Who's going to feed him?
你看到没有？这个时候，神不光是把我们的罪宣告赦免，而且把这个罪犯变成什么？他的儿女领回家 adopt 领养他做了家里的孩子
So not only would God forgive that person God actually take that person in and adopt him as son or daughter
然后像训练孩子教导孩子一样对待这个曾经的罪犯
And then would treat this person like his own child and continue to instruct him
这是我们今天传扬的好消息这就是福音呢
This is the gospel, the good news
当我们认罪悔改的时候神是这样来恩待我们呢
God would treat us with grace after we confess and repented.
哇，以前我们欠神好多的债哈，几千万的债在账户上。
We owe God a lot of debts, tens of millions.
一辈子还不清的。
We cannot pay it back in our lives.
但因为耶稣基督在十字架上所成就，他给我们负债了，我们所有的债被一笔勾销了。
But Jesus paid for all our debts on the cross, and all our debts are forgiven.
但是神的恩典没有停在这里哦。
But God's grace didn't stop there.
如果我们账户上是负值哈，那么多的债务都给付清以后，最多就是零嘛，对不对
？If our negative balance was paid off, then we end up with zero balance.
那以后我们靠什么生活呢
？And how do we live from there on?
神不仅把我们账户上的成千上万的债务一笔勾销以外，他还把一笔巨款放到我们的账户上。
Not only did he cancel all the tens of millions of debt that we have, God has actually given a huge sum into our account.
耶稣基督的义成了我们的义。
Jesus' righteousness become our righteousness.
那唯一的义人，他所行出的一切讨神喜悦的事情，变成我们账户上的存款呢
？And this only righteous man, what he did becomes the sum in our balance.
这是我们今天相信的福音所传扬的福音呢
？And that is the gospel we believe in and preach about.
这是何等大的恩典
！What kind of grace?
因此哈，不光是得赦免、得保障、得教导，像儿女一样。他说：“我得到喜乐、欢喜，我要欢呼，要赞美。”
So not only forgiven, protected, and instructed, we need to be rejoiced and be glad.
我们曾经病入膏肓的这个人啊，不光是得了神的医治啊。
And we are sick, we are deeply in sickness, and now we are healed.
啊，重病得医治，那这个人可能还很弱呀，没有力气。
If you are recovering from a big illness, that you may be very weak still.
神不仅医治我们的疾病，而且给我们充足的体力和精力。
Not only God has healed us, God has given us strength.
比让我们健康的状况比我们得病之前还要好。
So that we are healthier than before.
这是大卫所经历的，这也是我们凭着信心能够经历的上帝的救赎的恩典。
And that's what David experienced, and that's through faith we can experience as well.
想想大卫经历了犯罪，哎呀，他犯罪以后也后悔呀，也自责，但试图去掩盖，啊，惧怕呀，在他的心中哈，不想让人知道，闭口不谈，不讲。
And David, after committing sin, he may have regretted, he may try to cover up, he not talk about it, and not let other people know.
在那里挣扎，在那里坚持了好久，直到拿单来指责他的罪。
And he may have struggled until Nathan confronted him.
当他的罪被暴露的时候，他开始凭着信心去向神去陈述，去不掩盖，然后向神去承认他的罪。
And then after he was exposed, then he acknowledged and confessed.
没想到，当他这样一旦的认罪以后，一个一个的恩典就上来了。他不仅得到赦免了，而且得到这个神的重新的这个给他的力量和得救的那个喜乐。
And the grace would come wave after wave, and not only was he forgiven, that he would also be receiving God's strength.
难怪大卫要写这个诗篇32篇啊，开头结尾这样的喜乐的 啊，去赞美神的赦免，也邀请我们众人哈，跟他一起来经历这个言语所无法描述的一种的喜乐。
And no wonder he has to write the psalm that from the very beginning to the end that you can he was expressing this joy that he received.
还有一点哈，大卫要让我们知道的。
And there's one more thing that David wants us to know.
我们这种认罪陈述应该在什么时候发生呢？
When should we express that confession?
不要等，不要拖延。马上立即转向神。
Don't wait, don't delay, immediately turn to God.
这是大卫在受苦之后哈，认罪之后向我们发出的呼吁。
And that's after he has confessed, and that's the thing that he called on us to do.
我们一人要靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们正直的人都要欢呼。
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, sing all you are upright in heart.
神有充足的喜乐，满足的喜乐为我们存留，等在那里哈。我们不要再犹豫，不要再拖延，以为靠着我们自己的方法可以解决的。
Do not delay, because there is joy waiting for us.
为此，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。大水泛溢的时候，必不能到他那里。
Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely, the rising of mighty waters will not.
这是在催促我们不要等候。
This is to urge us, don't wait.
什么叫趁你可寻找的时候？什么时候可以寻找神？现在就是可以寻找神呢。神随时在那里等候着我们。只要我们转向他，他就会转向我们。
When is it that God can be found? It's really right now. God is waiting all the time for us to turn to Him.
但将来有一个审判的时候要到来的。
But to, in the future, there will be a time of judgment.
还记得挪亚大水泛滥的时候吗？
Do you remember the flood of Noah?
当神的审判降临的时候，那个方舟的门一关的话，那时候就没有机会了。
When the flood came and the ark's door has been closed, then there is no more opportunity.
所以趁着那个大水泛滥，我们不知道什么时候大水会来，我们不知道什么时候审判会降临。就是说，你不要等候啊，神随时你可以向他求告，你现在就要转向他去祷告他，向他悔改。
So that's why don't wait, because you don't know when the flood may come or the day of judgment may come.
很完整的一个认罪悔改，经历神得安息的。一个视频
A very complete psalm of confession and how we can find rest in him.
大卫向我们讲述了哈，当他从心里面真诚的向神认罪悔改之后，没有等候，马上神就向他施恩哈。大卫又经历了真实的平安和喜乐，成为在神的面前真正有福的人。
And after sincerely confessing his sins to God, David experienced true peace and joy and became A blessed man.
最后两节啊，这个大卫是挑战我们，要让我们做选择的啊。
The last two verses is a challenge from David to for us to make a choice.
他跟我们讲义人是什么样的，恶人是什么样的。
He talk about who are the wicked and who are the righteous.
恶人必多受苦楚。
Many are the woes of the wicked.
但是相对的，这个义人，唯独依靠耶和华的，必有慈爱四面环绕他。你们义人。应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
But the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in Him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, seeing all you are upright in heart.
两条路啊，一条是义人的路，一条是恶人的路。
Two paths, one for the righteous and one for the wicked.
我们要选呢。
We have to choose.
不光是在诗篇里讲哈，这个以赛亚书里面讲同样的信息哈。恶人唯独恶人好像翻腾的海不得平静，其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。我的神说，恶人必不得平安。
And it said in Isaiah 57, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
我们知道世上没有一个义人。
We know there is no righteous in the world.
什么叫恶人？什么叫义人？
Who is the wicked and who is the righteous?
那诗篇就其实就讲到很明显的哈，大卫怎么能够成为义人？因为他是肯悔改的罪人，对不对
？And the Bible clearly tells us that the righteous are the one who are the repentant sinners.
那这里所讲的这个恶人就是不肯悔改的罪人。
And then the wicked are the ones that are unrepentant.
所以当我们面临选择的时候，就要问我们
：When we face a choice, we have to ask ourselves，
愿不愿意像大卫这样？从心里面愿意认我们的罪， 悔改我们的恶行，不再遮掩我们的罪恶，向神来陈明我们的过犯呢？
And are we going to be like David, who is willing to acknowledge our sins, not covering it up, and also ask for forgiveness?
请大家一起来低头。
Let's pray.
圣灵借着大卫的口向我们发出呼召。
The Holy Spirit through David's mouth to ask us.
邀请我们，催促我们，快快的认罪，不要等待。
To ask us to urge us to confess and not wait.
神那里有丰盛的赦免的恩典，已经借着耶稣基督的十字架已经预备好要赐给我们。
There's abundant grace of forgiveness from God through Jesus on the cross.
我们可以不必经历大卫所经历那种折磨、痛苦、枯干的状态，直接可以支取神所应许的喜乐与平安。
We can skip all the suffering that David experienced and instead go straight to the joyfulness and peace that David experienced.
大卫也警告我们不要像无知的骡马一样，而要做顺命的小羊。
And David has also warned us to be not like a mule or a horse, but to be like an obedient sheep.
愿意听我们大牧人的声音。
That we're willing to listen to the voice of the great shepherd.
愿意承认我们在神的面前所犯下的过犯、罪孽和罪恶。
To admit our transgressions, our sin, and our iniquities.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意在神的面前真心地向他来悔改吗？
Are you truly willing to repent in front of him?
神在看我们的心。
God is looking at our hearts.
神要让我们心里面能够翻转来归向他。
God wants us to turn around and follow him.
如果你愿意的话，可以跟我一起在心里做这样的祷告。
If you're willing, you can follow me in your heart to say this prayer.
主啊，我要向你陈明，不隐瞒，承认我的罪孽。
I want to acknowledge, not cover up, and admit my sins in front of you.
我要在你的面前经历大卫所经历的那丰盛的赦免的恩典。
I want to experience like David did your abundant forgiving grace.
我要感谢耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的那美好的救恩。
I want to thank Jesus for his wonderful grace that he accomplished on the cross.
求你用得救的乐歌来环绕我。
Please surround me with songs of deliverance.
洁净我。
Cleanse me.
让我真的是在耶稣基督里面做着新造的人。
So that I'll be a new creation in Christ.
谢谢你垂听我的祷告。
Thank you for listening to my prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.